Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is May the 19th, 2019. The teaching this morning, the title is Transformers. Transformers. This morning on television, I started a new series, and I didn't know what I was going to say because the broadcast is like 40 weeks out. So that's about 7 or 8 months. And so here I am praying in the Spirit, and the Lord's giving me all this stuff. And then when I come on TV, I'm saying exactly what I'm saying on television. Exactly. Scriptures and everything. And what I want to say to you is what the Lord said to me. It's not to be discouraged, it's to be encouraged. But the scripture, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free, is more than just surface value. Because there's two masters in the world today. There's the Lord. And there's Satan, and that's it. There is no other. Yes. Satan cannot tell the truth. Therefore, his systems are lies, believe it or not. The Lord said, you know, we're fixing to come into a time where there's going to be some things brought to people that they are not going to understand. And the Lord just put it to me this way. Most of what you thought was the truth, you will find out is a lie. Well, why is that so? Isn't there some good in the world? Not if it's not based in God. It's not. Satan has one agenda: kill, steal, destroy. He has no other. And so his systems are made to kill, steal, destroy. And him being the father of lies, the only thing he can tell is a lie. Just like in the garden, he has no new tactic. It's the same old tactic. He has taken the things of the world, and he has enticed people away from God's word and what God's word says. And when you do that, you start an alternate reality. It's a false reality. What's the truth? Whatever's based in God's word, there's the truth. And that's what the Lord was saying to me. He said, if people will hang with my truth, they won't be just desperate, lost. They won't be to the point that they're so panicked and scared they might take their life. They might. But that's just what the Lord said. I know you get made fun of. You get people, when you say things off the cuff like this, they look at you and say, oh no, this happened. But no, I'm telling you, the world system is false. They got there because they got off of God's word. How did it all start? Adam and Eve in the garden, and God laying down his guidelines and telling him what he wanted done. And whenever we get off of those guidelines, get away from that, we get enticed away from his word. This is the world system. So the Lord's just warning you today. Believe it or not, I don't really care. But he did say, I've brought you on this journey. Been on it for several years now, taking you down a path, showing you what is of me and what is not of me. Even though the history books say one thing, I can tell you for sure, it is not the truth. It is not the right accounting. Because when you have an evil, renegade spirit that has enticed men away from the Word of God, he writes the history that he wants you to know and wants you to hear and wants you to believe. I'm telling you, it's worse than you think. So don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. I think the Holy Spirit's just warning us because Just don't be surprised what the devil has pulled and what he has convinced evil men to go along with and do for him. Don't be surprised at all. I remember years ago seeing the movie with Charlton Heston, and it was a kind of a 1984 type of thing. I had to read that book in high school, 1984. Outlandish stuff that you would think would never take place, but it's taking place today. And I remember the movie with Charlton Heston came out called Soylent Green. And the Lord's brought that up to me a few times, you know, with people aborting babies and sacrificing babies and doing cannibalism and all this kind of thing. Well, at the end of the movie, Charlton Heston says, "Soylent Green is people." The Kim Clement prophecy, no longer will your children be your food. Well, before, you know, that kind of started coming up to me. Now I'm seeing it on YouTube. There's actually a YouTube video, and the title of it is Soylent Green is People. So, before we get into what I have to teach today, I just don't want you to be afraid of the truth, because the truth, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The real bondage is staying under the falsehood that, yes, I'm hearing the truth when you're not. You'll go to your grave on the plantation. That's the system. That's the plan. Or, you know, they take you out when you're no longer viable. Isn't that what Soylent Green was about? The people, they got to be, I think it was 60, they had to check their cells in to be exterminated. Well, they were taking their bodies and grinding it up and making Soylent Green, and that was what was feeding the people. And don't be surprised that it's been going on in our food supplies. So, you know, it's just, I'm thinking, how low can the devil go? Right down the pit, that's how low. Like it or not, lumping or not, like I said, I don't really care. But I know this, if the Lord tells me to tell it, I'm going to tell it, like it or not. You can't say you hadn't been warned. The church being asleep has been the problem. A church awake will get up off of their sanctimonious little hineys, and they'll get up and they'll begin to trim those lamps and get ready to take the good news. Because this is serious business. We're not playing games here. We're not on vacation in Disneyland. Don't you see what the devil's done? We are the most self-conscious, taking care of myself conscious, Disneyland entertainment. I mean, there's a society right there, asleep at the wheel. By the way, pray for our kids who are going on a cruise. I don't know that I'm just, you know. We, you know, for their, I believe God to protect the children and everything. I just pray they're being led by the Spirit. You know, in this day and time, we need to be led by the Spirit, because if we don't, the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Okay, I guess that's all I had to say about that. Okay, you remember the movie Transformers? Well, I watched the first one. The other ones were really out there, but the first one I really liked, and what was really cool about it was here you got this Volkswagen over here. This looks like an old beat-up VW. And really, it's not as it appears. It's really this huge, big, massive, giant machine called Bumblebee, I think is the name of the one. No, that was the Camaro. But anyway, it transformed from that beat up VW to this huge, massive machine with all of this power. And they came to save the earth. Well, I'm telling you today, we're the Transformers. We may look like we're just grandma or whoever, Nana or... But no, through the Word of God, we become transformed into the kingdom of His dear Son. And we become the ones that are here to save this planet, to save these people. See, Jesus, He saved the earth, but we have to take the message. We're the transformers. How do we become transformers? Romans 12, 1 and 2. Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, by its new ideas and new attitudes, the Amplified says. New ideas, new attitudes. So that you can know the will of God, and then you can get busy doing the will of God. If you go on and read verse 3, it starts talking about grace, and it starts talking about the ministry gifts right under there, the grace gifts. And there's like 7 of them, I think, and there's different areas where people hang to. One is like people that love to give, and some that just are mercy-minded. Some are prophetically minded. So you can be prophetic but not be a prophet. You understand? It's like some people are just prophetic people, even though they don't stand in a fivefold prophetic office. So, you know, there's a good teaching by Marilyn Hickey on that. I've never heard anybody else really teach it. I've touched on it a few times. But anyway, after we know the will of God, then grace comes on us to do what God has called us to do. He wants us to be transformed in our mind so that we can know His will. He wants us to know what we're called to do, what we're supposed to do, and He wants us to get in that place. And when we get in that place, then you've got the grace of God on you to perform it. It's not something you have to labor to do. If you're laboring where you are, then maybe that's not your place. But I know this, what God's called me to do, He makes it easy. That doesn't mean I don't go through stuff. It just means when I step up to execute what He's called me to do, it's like a breeze. Grace of God comes on. And you know what I'm talking about. Because everyone has their area that God has used them and graced them to further the kingdom of God, to do His will. Okay. We don't have to be conformed, but we are to be transformed, and then we go about transforming others. Now, in Genesis 1, God put the man and the woman in the garden, and He said, I want you to use all the vast resources and go and be fruitful and multiply, take authority over everything. Take authority. Beast of the field. So, in essence, He wanted them to go beyond their little garden. We all have our garden. Our hearts are considered garden. The parable of the sower talks about, you know, planting seed in the earth, which is your heart, your soul. That is where production comes forth. You're to guard your heart with everything because this is where the most important things come out of. This is your production center, not your bank account. This is your production center, and there's no limits there. See, a lot of people don't understand faith because they expect to see it tangibly and out here. But what they don't realize is when you get transferred into the kingdom of God and you begin to tithe, then everything that you give is transferred into a heavenly account. And you can't go through the drive-thru at BB&T and get the money out of heaven, from heaven into there. You have to begin to call. You have to make a deposit, a demand on it. How do you do that? You sow seed in the ground. And as a man goes to bed and he gets up, thanks God that it's done, provision comes, release comes for that particular harvest. What you're asking God for. So because it's up there and they don't see it, it's like the rich young ruler. He could not think about giving up all his money because he could not grasp the comprehension of the kingdom of God and the way its financial system is as compared to the world. Because we say, well, we don't have any money, but Is that really true? No, it really isn't true. You probably have more money than you think. Because when you follow God and you sow your seed and you stand in faith, God releases. That's just part of it. That's how it works. Cut the step release program. Mm-hmm. Okay. Our old way of thinking is gone. No longer looking to the system for everything, but changing the system. Transforming it by our words. The Seven Mountain Mandate. The Lord said to me, I never meant for Satan to have control over the airlines. That's when I flew to Ohio. But he didn't stop there. He meant everything. Now let's read Genesis 1. I want you to see this. We're supposed to be in charge of everything down here. The devil was never supposed to have anything. Ever? All right. This is verse 26. And God said, let us make mankind in our image after our likeness and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, birds of the air, the beast, and over all the earth and over everything that creeps upon the earth. So we're supposed to take charge. So God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth. I didn't just have babies. And subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth. So there's not anything outside that God hasn't given man dominion. Now, I'm not going to go take authority over your land, but you're not going to take authority over mine. But God has given you a domain. And you're to, say you have your own private garden. He's going to send you outside that garden to expand and to, you might have 10 talents. You might have, you know, the parable, or five, two, and one, or something like that. The parable of the talents. He was upset because the man with the one hit it in the ground and didn't do anything with it. Well, what are you going to do when you got a whole church like that? Not to be knocking the church today. They're just very immature. We had an experience this week where a restaurant we frequent, and they're Christians, and they got to talking about their little nephew got his eye shot out when he was 11 years old, and how they had him prayed for because they just wanted him to not have any pain, and the doctors had bad reports. And I know these people are used to Word of Faith teaching, but they didn't know nothing about nothing. And I was just appalled. I was just thinking, how can you sit under faith teaching every week and not know this stuff? But you can't just come in and hear on Sunday. You got to be working it every day of your life. Okay. All right. The Lord said to me, I never meant for Satan to have control over the airlines or over television or over the internet or over anything. He's not supposed to have his finger. He's supposed to be under our feet. You know what I do with stuff under my feet? I crush it. You know? Okay. I wrote here, I see what the Lord is doing with our president by encouraging all U.S. citizens to bring manufacturing back to the U.S. Imagine the U.S. dominated by the church. All commerce, all seven hills of culture, all of it transferred. Just a minute, let me take my clip off. To take the kingdom of God. We need to change our thinking. When we change our thinking, then we'll change our speaking. People don't want to bring manufacturing back because it keeps a buck out of their pocket. They have no clue, no inkling that for the kingdom of God's sake, you need to want America to be first. You need to want the manufacturing to come back because you know what? When the Antichrist steps up, you know who's going to be partnered with Israel? The United States of America. The mark will not be here, and it'll never be on Israel. You can find that in scriptures. There's a couple other places that are mentioned in scripture that will never be under the mark of the beast. Right now, you see the European Union falling apart and a lot of bad stuff going on over there. Well, they may lose it. They may actually be succumbed to the Antichrist system. It's pretty bad over there right now. I've been praying that God will raise up people like we were talking about Tommy Robinson in the UK. Raising up people like Donald Trump in other countries, because a lot of other countries like what President Trump is doing. They like what God's doing through him. They want freedom. They're tired of the cabal. They're tired of the deep state and the Illuminati. They've been on the plantation just like the rest of us. They want out of it too. So we need to pray for the rest of the body of Christ, not just in the United States of America, but in other countries also. Okay. We need to change our thinking today to a broader sense, the way God looks at it, instead of just our little world and what's going on with us. You know how we get into, the devil wants you to get into self-care, self-care, self-care. What about me? What about me? What about me? And my little problems. Spending hours and wasting hours a day just on my little petty problems. When the Lord says, you know, there's knock, knock, anybody home? Hello, McFly, you know, do you hear me? When we change our thinking, then we'll change our speaking. Who's in charge? Who did he leave in charge? Cat got your tongues today? Okay. We're in charge. All right, Mark 11. I think today, what I'm going to bring today, if I be able to wade through to the end, this is going to change your life. It's changed me. It's changed the way I look at things. 11:22. And Jesus replying said to them, have faith in God. Truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea. Hey, aren't we talking about the seven mountain mandate? Seven mountains. This mountain. Be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. For this reason I'm telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, and you will. So when we speak, just like God spoke, light being light was, will it happen? He believed his words. When he put Adam in the garden to see what he would call the animals, he wanted to know what Adam would call him, not what he spoke to Adam to call him. He said, I want to know what you will have to say about this. We are transforming our world. Isn't that what Jesus did? Isn't that what he will do at the end of the age when he comes? He's going to speak. He's going to... Anything that doesn't line up with Father's will, well, it's out of here, man. He's going to speak it out of here. He's going to speak to those mountains, the Antichrist armies. He will overthrow any left-standing authority that does not comply with the kingdom of God. Start drawing on the kingdom and stop letting the world system pressure you. I said, call it the way you want it. When Joshua, this is Joshua 10:13, when the day was waning and the sun was about to go down and they hadn't won the battle yet, what did he do? He told the sun to stand still. And it did until the battle was won. Are we supposed to be taking authority over this earth? You're not under the Janice Jambree system anymore. You've been transferred. The Janice Jambree system, it's magic. Let me tell you about the magic of Janice and Jambres. Their rods, you know, Moses put his rod down, it turned into a serpent. Janice and Jambres laid their rods down. Guess what? Moses' rod swallowed up that rod, those rods, those snakes. That system. God was showing his power over Pharaoh's system. magic, which is the system we live under now. Babylon, magic. It's magic. The devil and his tricks. Felix the cat, he's got a bag of tricks. Manipulating and controlling. But we got the rod, the Word of God. The same one that parted the sea. Come on, listen to me today. Okay, we've been transferred. That's Colossians 1:13. I guess I'll have a look at that one. The Father has delivered and drawn us to himself out of the control and the dominion of darkness, has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. We need to change our thinking about who we are. Not what we think we are, not what we've been told we are, because the devil has made sure there's been people in our lives to crush us. Yes. Kill, steal, destroy. The big problem today, most of the church has been conformed. The church has adapted all the ways of the world. They are in the Jambres, Jannies system. I know Mark Taylor, he has a lot of stuff to say about Babylon, and he's had several prophecies about Babylon and about the church coming out of Babylon. Come out of her, my people. Do not be partaker of her sins, what it says in Revelation. Come out of her. That's what this ministry is about. Set people free from the stronghold of their minds. Like Moses brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. It's a type and shadow. It's what is happening today. It's what's happening. The church is coming out. But the sad part is only half had their lamps full. We're going to talk about that later. I'm going to get off on that. All right, we need to start working the kingdom. Reign as kings in life. Romans 5:17. God don't have any losers. God doesn't have any failures. Trust yourself. Quit being so spiritual. Be more practical in spiritual things. God's leading you all the time. He's talking to you all the time. We've just been kicked down to the place that we think we can't trust anything we say or anything we do. And too, we've sometimes had a gospel like Joseph Prince talks about where you disqualify everybody from anything. Well, this is what's wrong with you. Well, there ain't nothing wrong with you. You're being trained. Okay, it's a new era. My people will get a hold of the truth and will begin to reign. If you don't like it, change it. Call it the way you want it and it will obey you. Let go of conformity and go transform your world, your body, your circumstances, etc. The body in Christ is so sick. In fact, I have a little piece of paper here that didn't get down on my notes, but it fits right here. Hold on. Y'all see all the stuff I got here? I need to be seven people up here today. Good Lord, it's a lot more than I thought. Most of the church are crying, even come now, Lord Jesus. I said the world would come when the gospel of the kingdom is preached throughout all nations. The cart is before the horse. The cart with no horse does nothing. They're waiting. The Lord's going to come get me. No, he said, get to work. All right. This has always been my will and my way. Don't be timid. I have left you in charge. Matthew 25. We're going to read that. I already brought up about the virgins. This is talking about the kingdom of heaven. I think it's the same thing as the kingdom of God. Because his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. A lot of people think this is the rapture. It isn't. This is the call to the new era. The new era. We're all there? Okay, the kingdom of heaven should be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they did not take any oil with them. But the wise took a flask of oil along with them with their lamps. While the bridegroom lingered and was slow in coming, they all began nodding their heads and fell asleep. But at midnight there was a shout, "Behold, the bridegroom, go out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and put their own lamps in order. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "There will be enough for us and for you. There will not be enough for us and for you. Go instead to the dealers and buy for yourselves." But while they were going away to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were prepared went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Later, the other virgins also came and said, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "I solemnly declare to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore. For you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man will come. For it is like a man who was about to take a long journey, and he called his servants together and trusted them with property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each in proportion to his own personal ability. Then he departed and left the country. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he gained 5 talents more. And likewise, he who received the 2 talents, he also gained 2 talents more. Sounds like the ones that were following God and following the Spirit and used what God gave them, did what God told them. All right, but he who had received the 1 talent went and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came and brought him 5 more, saying, "Master, you entrusted to me 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 talents more." His master said to him, "Well done, you upright and faithful servant. You have been faithful and trustworthy over a little, and I will put you in charge of much. Enter into and share the joy which your master enjoys." And he also had the 2 talents came forward, saying, "Master, you entrusted 2 talents to me. Here, I have gained 2 talents more." His master said to him, "Well done, you upright and faithful servant. You have been faithful and trustworthy over a little. I will put you in charge of much. Enter into and share the joy which your master enjoys." He who had received 1 talent also came forward, saying, "Master, I knew you to be a harsh and hard man, reaping where you do not sow, and gathering where you have not winnowed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground, and here you have what is your own." But his master answered him, "You wicked and lazy and idle servant. Did you indeed know that I reap where I had not sowed and gather where I have not winnowed? Then you should have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent away from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has will more be given, and him he will be furnished richly so that he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have will be taken away. And throw the good-for-nothing servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and grinding of teeth. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All nations will be gathered before him. He will separate them from one another as a shepherd separates his sheep from the goats. He will cause the sheep to stand at his right hand, but the goats at the left. And the king will say to him, I'm not going to read the rest of that. I think you got the point. So, you got half of them were ready. They were going to do what the master needed them to do, and half were not. If you own it all, you should no longer have to be under the system. Satan would be under your feet, and the kingdom would reign. My ways, being, and doing. See, that's how Jesus is going to take out the systems that are not under heaven's control. Don't come into line with the Word of God. Those systems are going to be immediately taken out when he comes. He's not going to tolerate it. Well, as his body, we shouldn't be tolerating it either. You understand? Okay. He's going to take the devil out of the equation and his system. He is a renegade, not rightfully placed here. He stole it from Adam. The church is the rightful owner. Yeah, kick that thief out. Then he's going to be judged, thrown into the lake of fire. I mean, the pit for 1,000 years. Then he's going to be thrown into the lake of fire. Okay. All right. The Lord said to me, Matthew 12 and Mark 3 talks about binding the strong man and the goods that the strong man has stolen. The devil has stolen the earth. Do you understand that? He has pretty well infiltrated all seven mountains of culture, even the church, religious mountain. He's infiltrated all seven mountains of culture, and so now we got to take it back. We got to, when the Lord begins to instruct us, we're going to have to start binding the strong man and taking back what's stolen. We'll just look at that so that you'll know. This is Matthew 12. I didn't write down the verse. Yeah, it's 29. It's 12:29. Or how can a person go into a strong man's house and carry off his goods without first binding the strong man, then indeed he may plunder his house? So these strongholds of the enemy, the Lord is going to show us, you know, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. He'll show us as we get in line with, you know, praying the Lord's Prayer, praying for our leaders, and start speaking the things that He's given us to speak. He'll begin to lead us to bind this and loose this. Take our goods back. Okay, Mark 3 is also the same scripture. Take it back. Take it all back. It's a sad situation. The church has been waiting on me to do something. I already did all I'm going to do. Now it's up to you. They're sitting on their suitcase waiting for the rapture. I see it every day on YouTube. Video after video after video. Well, the rapture's going to happen September so-and-so. I'm going, who are these people listening to? There's not even, it hadn't even, we hadn't, there's not even been a peace treaty signed with Israel yet. There's, you know, there's signs, there's things that are going to happen that you will see and be plain, that you'll be markers. Well, you will know, well, if they make that treaty, we got 7 years. It's right here in black and white. No, but this girl had this dream. Okay. All right. All right, the Lord said, it's up to you now. He's done all He's going to do. Matthew 11, 12, the kingdom of God serveth violence, and the violent take it by force. We're going to have to violently take it. You know how the left acts? How violent they are and cause for violence and how they act out and everything? Well, the one that instigates them is their master, Satan. So if you think he's going to lay down and just let you take it, no, you're going to have to take it by force. You're going to have to enforce it. Like a law enforcement officer. We got the gun and the badge. He's illegal. Colossians 2:15. God disarmed the principalities and powers that were arranged against us and made a bold display and public example of them, triumphing over them in Him and in it. He did it. At the cross. That's why He said, I've already done all I'm going to do. Now it's up to you. All right, verse 16. Well, I'm not going to do that. Believing in the rapture, it is such a fallacy. And the reason it's such a fallacy, it causes people to sit on their rears, sit on their suitcase. I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I get back. We'll be back again. I don't care if I come back. I don't care if you go to hell. I just want out of this place. Am I right? That's the way they talk. Don't they understand that most of the world is under the delusion of the evil one and they're bound for hell? What kind of God would he be if he didn't have his church rise up and win as much as possible before he came? They're just talking, they're just looking at themselves. Me, 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 me. I'm so glad I'm saved. I'm out of here. Nah, 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 nah. All right, you're in charge. It's time to act like it. No more conformity. Time to be a transformer. What will you call it? What will you call the obstacles that come your way? What are you going to call it? What are you going to do about it? The Lord's already done all he's going to do about it. All right, Jannes and Jambres, their serpents were swallowed up by the rod, the word of God. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. This was very interesting to me. When I was with my friend the other day, she mentioned Neville Johnson. Has anybody ever heard of Neville Johnson? He's elderly now, and he teaches, and I don't know if he's still alive or not. But one day I was looking on YouTube and all these videos of his popped up, and one of his popped up that just caught my attention. So I just listened to just a little bit of it. And I want just that little bit I listened to, I thought, whoa, Lord, that's exactly what you've been speaking to me. I just didn't know what to name it. So I want you to hear this. Well, maybe he is still alive because this video, it says January 2019. He said, it's the end of the church age and the beginning of the kingdom age. I thought, wow, it's like dynamite went off in me. I said, Lord, this is what you've been speaking for so long. This is what we've been trained for so long. The kingdom age. They go out and act like Jesus did, and they disciple like he did. Now, we read about the virgins, Matthew 25, the kingdom of heaven. About the Lord's Prayer, his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is another statement. He said, those ready with extra oil will move into the kingdom operation. Those not prepared, not enough oil, will not be used. And although they will go to heaven, they will be subject to the system. They'll most likely die by the system. This made me sad. I know so few who are ready. Most, it's just business as usual. I had a word last year about those not moving in the Spirit will be in the dark. In other words, they'll refuse the Lord. In other words, they won't be ready and they won't be able to step in to the kingdom operation. And so they'll be enveloped in darkness because of it. Okay, Neville Johnson, doesn't teach a pre-trib rapture. He said it is the main reason only half are ready. They are waiting for Jesus to come and change everything, but Jesus left us in charge to change it. They're wanting him to do the job that he said we were supposed to do. This is my thoughts. In the not too far future, those who mock the way of faith will regret it. The virgins were to prepare for the bridegroom. We have been in preparation for years. The kingdom age will teach people to operate in the kingdom. Duh. We know. Yeah. That's what God has been doing here. Many called, but few chosen. Gideon's army, 300. He sent 30,000 home because they were fearful. They were not in faith. Fearful can't be used. They didn't prepare. Those in faith won the war. And with that, it made me realize where the Lord has been taking us concerning what we've been talking about speaking to our mountains, taking control. He's not wanting us to pray to go use the system. He's wanting us to change everything to where now everything is kingdom of God. It's no longer system. Get that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We own everything. We've bought it, we've taken it by faith, or whatever, we've taken it back. The devil don't have a pot to pee in, let's just put it that way. He doesn't have any place but under our feet. We've taken out every one of his systems, and now we own it. You know what? When you own all the TV stations, you can say what you people say on there. There's the problem right there. I heard Mark Tater say the other day, where are these millionaires and billionaires? Why aren't they buying up all these news outlets? Why aren't they buying up these TV stations? Well, first of all, you've got to let the Lord lead you in that. You can't just go buy up everything just because you want to buy up everything. But I thought, exactly. Okay.